Well, we're back. How's it going,
We're
Gemma?
back. Episode number four. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Is it four already? Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Let's jump right to updates because I'm already running late today. So, I need a fade for that. I'm gonna work on that. Okay, here we go. New this week, actually added yesterday. Haven't even had a chance to make a how-to or update our support documents yet. Is we've got custom join screens for pro hosts. So, most folks that are playing this already will know that if you go to rockstar.bingo and you hit that home screen, you end up, you can have a join screen. And with that join screen, it is just at rockstar.bingo slash join. And folks are either directing folks there, creating a QR code or whatever. But we're giving pro hosts a little more control. The idea being that you can actually replace the logo so it looks and feels even more like yours, and you could put a URL in like in your documentation, in your QR codes that actually goes right to your page. So for example, I've created ours, which is Rockstar Nights, which is the name of our pub night that we do here on Thursdays. Oh, that would help if I spelled it right. Rock star. Oh, see me. I should show you how it's done, not just tape it. But anyway, slash join. So it'll actually pick up the logo, which is right there. And so we've got our own join link. So I can actually create a QR code for that. So where that exists in the pro screen now is under settings, join screen URL. And you basically are grabbing your custom URL. So pro hosts that are learning about this today, grab the URL you want soon. Because someone else might grab it for you. It's a unique code, and if you can chain yours, but then you give up the one you had previously. So, but that's it. So that URL just becomes something that you plug into your QR codes, put on your on table cards or whatever. And as the game goes, when you create a game, anyone that's played it knows it generates a unique game code. Those will still continue to work for your game. But the people that go to your unique code, when they go to that page and refresh, the game code will already be entered for them. So it basically takes care of all that for them. So a little more slick, a little more custom, a little more personalized. So that should be pretty. It's been requested quite a bit. So have we added anything else that we can think of in the last week? I don't think so. We've been pretty busy.
I don't think so. I think that's the big one, just so people can personalize their games a little bit more, isn't it? Include a logo,
Yeah.
make it more theirs. So hopefully that'll be a good feature for some hosts out there.
Yeah. Oh, I know we did. We added the social icons on the website and a link to our support channel, which I think is a big one for sure. Oh, and we added help information. That was a big one too. Okay, so with that, let's meet our friend here. I'm gonna go and click that little button again. Right. I'm gonna stop sharing my screen. And I'm gonna hit the right button, and there's George.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. How are you? Welcome to the Music Bingo podcast,
Thanks
George.
for having me. Hopefully, I can offer some insight, and we can, help you guys out and show you how we're doing it over here.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting what you guys are doing. You've taken the movie theater format and are playing it using one or more of your theaters for this on occasion, I guess, right? Is that how it's working?
Yeah, we've only done one screen here, but our auditorium that we do it in fits about 150 people. We obviously haven't, sold out for Rockstar yet. We've only done maybe three or four nights so far. But we've been trying to do it twice a month. Maybe by next summer it'll be big enough and we can get close to 100 people in a theater.
Nice. That's a good goal. Yeah, I guess it's a new concept for folks. Are you getting repeat folks coming out?
Yeah, I'd say over 50% of the group is repeat customers. And then you get like maybe, a couple groups that haven't gone to any every week. So.
I imagine, we charge for our services, but I don't know that it lines up with what you have to pay for a blockbuster movie to get it. So I guess in time your margins will probably be more attractive if you get folks out there and offer a unique thing for your clientele?
Well, what's good for us is we can actually offer the free entry for the Rockstar Bingo. And then we just, you know, most of our profits come from the food and drinks that we serve throughout. So if we're running Rockstar 7 at 9 p.m., customers can start coming in at 6:30. They can start ordering food, drinks, and we usually close the kitchen around 8:30. So people are ordering throughout the whole event. We serve alcohol here. So it's a great night for the customers that come out.
Cool. And are you doing themes, or is it just straight up music bingo? Like, do you have an 80s night or a country music night or anything like that?
Well, we haven't incorporated any of that yet. But you know, since we've only done four shows or four events, maybe that's something we can look into in the future. That might entice some more customers to come out.
Yeah, like, people love to dress up, right? Halloween's coming. Certainly, where I've seen similar things, it wasn't music bingo, but I don't know if the folks do it your way, but the Rocky Horror Picture Show, there's a theater here called the Roxy, and I think they do it like twice a year, where it's basically people come dressed up as their favorite characters. They all sing along. They're all up dancing in their seats, right? Like, it becomes an event. It's kind of a nutty thing. Thankfully, they don't serve alcohol there because it would probably get really sloppy. But yeah.
That's a great idea. I think we could definitely try a little costume party, Halloween-themed rock star. I thought I saw some Halloween songs in one of the playlists. I'm sure that will be coming, but we also do the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We used to actually provide props and let the customers come in, and you know, the scene where they throw the toilet paper, and we would allow them to do everything that they could do without damaging the screen in the theater or the actual theater itself. So we have a lot of opportunities to grow with this. It's just kind of getting the ideas out and executing them.
I don't want to oversell the Halloween playlist. I think I made that one. It is
there is
very
another
difficult.
One coming.
Is
there? Is another one coming. Yeah, it should be released.
There's like
next
only
week.
Like six Halloween songs, and then it's just people doing remakes of those Halloween songs. So, but scary songs for sure. You could just have a bunch of Marilyn Manson and that kind of stuff.
Even songs like Werewolves of London. I mean, that's, you know, something like that is considered a Halloween song in my eyes. So
yeah, or Thriller. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, absolutely.
The list gets much shorter after those two. Yeah. Drops right off. Cool. So how is, like, the theater landscape is changing quite a bit, right? People are buying movies online, and so is this kind of like part of reinventing how to use this space, right? You've got the screen, you've got speakers, you've got a gathering place, right? You've got a liquor license. I mean, it's just time to get creative, I guess, right?
So we've been open about, I want to say, 15 months since the initial shutdown. We were actually able to recoup most of our staff. The owner put himself in a good enough position. He had five locations. We're down to four now, but he was able to reopen four out of the five. Obviously, when we reopened back in June of last year, there was no movies coming out. So luckily, we were able to get our hands on a lot of classics. You know, some of the movie companies, especially, you know, like the big ones like Disney, it was really difficult to play some of their movies. But we were actually getting remastered copies, and we were, you know, showing discounted, we were selling discounted tickets and bringing in these classics just to get people out of the house. We were still serving the food and drinks. So it worked out pretty good for us. We really started to bring in some money during the off season with private events, where they could bring in an Xbox or they could bring in a PlayStation, and they would have a whole theater to themselves. They didn't have to worry about, you know, mingling with other customers and social distancing. They could come with families. They'd rent out a theater and they'd get it for a 3-hour window. And those really helped us through. And now we're back up, you know, just hoping that the movies that come out don't get released to streaming. So, you know, Venom's coming out this weekend, massive movie for us. We're hoping, you know, it does really well, and the next month will be busy.
Yeah. What about the new James Bond? I see that premiered last night, didn't it? Is that coming to you soon?
So I think we are showing that next Thursday, I believe.
Nice.
It's either Thursday or Friday. Sometimes we're not allowed to show them a day early, like we're getting the Many Saints of Newark.
Okay.
That one can't show tomorrow, and we're showing it Friday. So I believe No Time to Die is coming out next Thursday, though. So we're excited about that as well.
So you guys get movies before you're allowed to play them. So do you end up having little private like peekaboos internally? That must happen, right?
So, like, usually with the Avengers, Venom is borderline there. If it was like Guardians of the Galaxy or Endgame, we watched Endgame. I believe it was like midnight, Wednesday morning, is when, like, because it's all digital, so the keys were released at a certain time, and as soon as that key goes live, you just plug it right into the projector, and it will allow you to play the movie.
Oh, really? It's digital keys now. That makes sense. In my head, you're still taking these big reels and loading them up, but of course you're not doing that.
Luckily, I hadn't had to deal with that while I've been here. So I heard it was quite the pain back in the day. Yeah,
Interesting.
we simply download the movie to a projector. We download the keys from a desktop right onto a USB, and you can plug it right on the projector, and it takes about 30 seconds to download the key. And as soon as it's in that projector, that movie's live.
That's interesting. So and so do you get it for a time period too? So like you're kind of like renting it for a week and then you lose it?
I'm not really sure how the whole booking part of it goes. How they purchase it and what goes on behind the scenes. But some movies will have the keys available for a week. Some it's available for a month. It really varies. Like Venom will probably get a 2 week key, and then we'll get it for another 2 weeks, because we'll have that movie for at least 2 months, I'm guessing.
What do you do for entertainment before movies while people are waiting? Like I know in our local cinema, because it's a chain, at least the one I've last been to, they seem to have some sort of national thing where it's like they've got ads and stuff. But I always thought that like you could do a bingo game before that too, even, right? Like just entertain and get people
Yeah,
playing.
that might be hard to do, just because of how many people we can serve at once. It really, you'd have to have a lot of extra hands on to be able to pull that off. And if it's a slower night, it's really kind of not cost effective for the company to, have a half a dozen people here just to do a quick event. So we do have a company called Screen Vision Media. They send us over their screen visions, and they're anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes. So we'll play that while the customers are sitting waiting for the movie. We only open our doors 30 minutes prior to the movie. It used to be an hour. So now we only really have to fill that 30-minute gap. But you're seeing people are coming out, 10, 15 minutes right before the movie. So there's not that much dead time anymore. Whereas in back in the day, before reserve seating, you'd have 100 people in the theater, 5 minutes after it went live, and we would open the doors an hour early. So there was a lot of downtime to fill there. But
Interesting.
now we got the screen visions, and you're really just in there taking your orders, and then before you know it, the movie starts.
Right. And Smitty's has four theaters. You're in Tilton. Is there what is Tilton famous for?
Diner.
Diner.
It's really small out here. New Hampshire as a whole is it's a real, it's a small state. There's really not a lot to do in this area. A lot of private schools out here. It's a vacation spot. We have, some beautiful lakes and mountains, and it's really more of a state to go explore the forest and the lakes. But as far as entertainment goes, there's not a lot going on.
Oh, interesting. How did you find Rockstar Bingo? Like you were looking for something, like do you remember what you Google searched for?
So I actually wish the director of operations was on this. He's a very busy man. he's the man behind the plan. So he's the one that I believe found this. It was either him or our marketing director. But he's constantly looking for ways to bring in business, especially when we're slow. We're limited to what we are allowed to do nowadays because of movie companies like Disney not allowing us to show, you know, their movies without the rights. And they're on top of stuff like that. So we can't show football games because of the size of our screens.
Really
just birthday parties and other events are the best ways to bring in business. So when we were really slow, he had to explore other options. And I don't know how he stumbled across Rockstar, but I'm really glad he did. It's fun. That's
super interesting. You said you can't show football games because of the size of your screens. Like, is that a rule?
It's a restriction. And unfortunately, it's a sore spot over here because Sundays used to be really busy. Once fall hits, it's the end of summer. We lose a lot of business. So Sundays used to be really popular around here because we could fill up a theater or two, especially when we had Tom Brady.
Yeah. What's the size? Like, is it 6 feet? Or
no, I'm not sure what the restricted screen size is. But
you can't just change the zoom.
It's just the size of the screen in the auditorium is really what they.
Wow. So
we would have to essentially put up TVs on the wall or something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's real.
So hopefully one day they change their rules on that, but that's where we're at with the NFL.
So how do you use the screen? Like when you're doing the music bingo thing, what do you use on the screens? Are you using the screens? Are you putting something playing in the background or?
Yeah. So our marketing team came up with some slideshows. We just use a PowerPoint presentation. So while Rockstar's bingo's going, you can actually go on and edit the slides. So we would have, you know, what's that? Yacht Rock. Yeah. So like we would have that picture on the screen with a little box underneath it with the game code. And then we give away like 5 prizes. So there will be a slide with all the prizes on it. Then we took screenshots of each game style, you know, single line, double line, X, as well as the game code box. That way we can pop that on the screen to let the customers know what game we're playing currently. We also have a couple other slides for in-house promotions, but generally it's the prize slide and cycled with the playlist and the game style.
Interesting.
Kind of switch that up on the screen, but we can really get creative with it. And, you know, we're still changing things every event. And we're still trying to make it better for our customers. So.
Interesting. I don't know if you caught the end of our last podcast, especially the video one, but we actually were experimenting with what we're calling the Jumbotron sort of live. I mean, it was kind of building it in the background as Andrew was talking. I was listening to what he was saying, but I was noodling. But that's something we want to bring really soon, which is the idea that, you know, if the song is a rock tune, play some sort of right, you know, randomly generated video of a rock.
Yeah, that Rick Astley comment had me laughing. Him dancing in a trench coat, I believe it was.
Yeah. I don't know if we can use that because that would be copyrighted, but maybe we could find some dude in a trench coat or something.
Yeah.
But because then if we can do that for you so that you, like, all you do is just say, show this on the screen, detect the style of music, put something interesting on it, and you can focus on, you know, hosting your guests, right? So I don't think that one's going to take long for us to get out. I'll be pushing for that one pretty hard pretty soon. So
that'd be exciting.
So Gemma, I keep stealing all the thunder. You probably have some questions there.
No, I'm curious to see if you could add sort of any feature to Rockstar Bingo, what would you add?
I don't really know if there's a way to do it unless you have every hour of the day available to you to do stuff like this, but I think it would be beneficial for the customers and the host if the songs were created in a way where you could, no matter what the intro to the song is, you could have a 20 to 30 second clip where you don't, you know, some songs might take 30 seconds before there's even a lyric, you know, read. So it sometimes you want to keep it going quickly, just so the customers don't have the the chance to cheat or, you know, blurt out the answer. But that's really my only thing I think I would change.
So what you mean is you're connecting to Spotify, you're playing a playlist, but you actually want to set an end duration. Like, so that's kind of, is it because that makes the hosting easier so that every song is the same length or
alter the start of the song? So, I mean, I'm trying to think of a song that has a really long intro. You don't want to skip, because you don't want to skip the song too soon and you don't want it to play for a minute. You know, you don't want to waste a whole minute on one song, especially when you're trying to give away six. Like, we're trying to give away five prizes and four hidden prizes. So we try to do as much, you know, as many games as possible within that 2 hour time frame. So just, you know, wasting 30 seconds just listening to intros sometimes might, you know, just make it last a little bit longer than it should. But it's something that would probably be really hard to do.
You definitely can set your preferred start time for songs and save those as set lists so that it's done once and done forever for that set list. That exists now. End time is tough, and it's to do a lot with the Spotify API and just how things are, how it works. Like, we don't have that much control over their engine. So we can say, start a new song and start it here, but saying stop it and start something else, Spotify doesn't play nice with that. So, so that'd be tough, but we've heard that feedback before, and maybe we'll come up with something.
Well, that's interesting to know. I didn't know that you can actually go in and change the start times of the songs, and that's something I'm going to be looking into for sure.
Yeah. Because you're on the pro plan, right? I think.
Yeah.
So if you go in, there's a little tick box, and then there's a tab, and you can set your start times. So yeah, if you grab Yacht Rock, import it as a set list, you can then set your start times for those songs and save that game. And then in the future, all you would do is open the game up, drag and drop your songs around so that you've got it randomized, so it's not always starting with the same songs. Because yours is interesting. A lot of our hosts would go to different bars, so they'd have their kind of set game that they would take to different venues. You're a venue that would have people coming back, and you want to be refreshed, but you don't want to be constantly tweaking the start songs, start plays. So there'll be, be some interplay there, but that's interesting.
No, I think like you said, we've had that feedback before, but it's interesting to see how you'd envision it. But try the start times, I guess, and see if that helps you.
I mean, if you guys ever figure out a way that you can create your own playlist, eventually maybe you have 100 playlists to choose from, and there's so much material out there that every playlist doesn't have to change every week, or I don't know how many, you know, how often you guys change them up, but if you, you know, ever incorporate your own playlist that, you know, you instead of using Spotify, that might be much easier. I think over the next couple of years, you guys are going to just keep improving. So that might be something you can look into at some point. But it's fun too, because you can even, like, when I host, I like to, you know, when people are singing the songs while they're playing, at least they do here, you know, they got their families, they got their groups. I like to switch the song right, you know, at the last word of the chorus or something, so that you know, everybody can hear the people singing. And it adds a element of fun to it, and people laugh, and, you know, I don't know, it's exciting.
We do that with our band. Like, that's what we do on Thursdays. And so we'll go into a song, we'll stop, they'll keep singing, and the band will rejoin them, because we could do that, right? We can just pick up where we, and people, they love that stuff. So they feel like they're part of the show. So it's a very unique element to this game for sure. Yeah. We want to add support for other music catalogs. So Tidal, Soundtrack Your Brand, YouTube. We want to add that. I think some will just want to still do offline. They've got an MP3 collection and they just want to prioritize their order. And because then you could really tune every song. You could even put a custom fades. And so it's kind of as deep as you want to get with it. Spotify is the easiest for the host, right? Just point and click.
Right.
But comes with a certain set of limitations that are tough to work around. So never say never. Well, I'd love to kind of like crowdsource where all the hosts submit playlists, where they've taken it and tuned it and said, like, this is the point to start this song, right? I don't think that would actually be very hard. So if you're like, the song 2 by Blur needs to start at the 13 second mark, submit, and maybe people could vote up and down and go, yeah, that's a good one, or nah, yeah, George has no idea what he's talking about, it should start at 40, and people could vote for that. Like, I could see
that's a good idea, and that would also help you guys out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, a bit of the community would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. No, so you spoke about prizes earlier. What kind of prizes do you give out to bingo winners?
So I think right now the first prize for the first winner, so I kind of do it different every week just so that it's not the same. We're going to probably change over our prizes tonight, but generally there's 5 prizes announced before we start the event. So the first prize is usually like 2 movie tickets or a free appetizer. And then second prize might be the same thing, whatever one we don't choose. 2 movie tickets. Then the third place prize is like a gift bag. 4th place, we did a family 4-pack, which is just 4 admission tickets. And then the grand prize is a $25 gift card our theater. We would love to get some promotional items from local comic book shops or even music stores and start. I've given away all my music themed posters, so I don't have any of those to raffle off or give away for prizes. But we do some fun things too. Like if we're playing a 2-line game to start the night, the first person who gets a single line will just be called up for like a hidden prize, and we'll give them like 2 free sodas or 2 free popcorns. So I try to give away hidden prizes for every game. Doesn't always work out that way. But we do give out, quite a bit throughout the night. But I think that's a big thing for us, is to try to find some prizes that the customers want to keep coming back for. It Rockstar is fun and all, but they will also want to win something,
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
It's not like you're at a bar and, you can go there and everybody's already grooving. You got to get the people lively, and you got to rock the house yourself here.
Yeah. No, they sound good prizes. I mean, to win movie tickets, gift cards, is good prizes, especially compared to some of the other hosts we've got, which people literally play for anything. I think very lucky to have your prizes. It's good. People must get excited.
Yeah, absolutely. It's competitive too.
So do you have an anti-cheating stance? It's funny, in Victoria here, some places you go, don't play the chorus, sometimes with the band, we don't sing the chorus, we'll just mumble it.
Yeah. But
there are other places where it's like encouraged, and they put the song title on the screen just so that everyone can guess it. So there's a lot of places here, Shazam is banned. Like if you're caught with Shazam, you're kicked out, that kind of stuff.
I was going to bring that up. That was one of my only issues with the whole event. And that's why another reason I don't want to play the song sometimes longer than 20 seconds, because it gives them time to cheat. And we didn't really have that issue until 2 weeks ago when we ran our last event. It seemed like we have this stadium seating that, you kind of can look over the whole theater. And we set up the DJ booth out back, and we have like a big speaker with a microphone and everything. But we had like this whole row, and they were all using that Shazam app. And I wanted to, tell everybody to put it away, and every time that the song would pop up on the Shazam app, they would blurt it out. And the one difficulty we have is that when the music's really loud, you can hear it if there's a movie playing on the next theater over. So it's not like you can blast it so loud to tune out the people blurting out the song titles. So it's something I'm going to have to think about and see how I would want to do it. We'll probably just simply ask them, can you please try not to use the Shazam app? Because we don't, why ruin the fun,
Yeah.
But people are different. I don't like to cheat. But yeah, other people just want that gift card, so they're going to do whatever they can to get it. So
it's an interesting game because it's part random, right? You can't be like the best music bingo player in the room because it's still random. It's still a lottery of sorts. but if you miss it because you just don't recognize the tune. So yeah, I mean, are your prizes so good, I guess, that people are like hungry for it? Because so we like, so at our night, one of the prizes we give away are air guitar strings, like a bag of air guitar. So it's just a plastic sandwich bag. People lose their minds over that. They're just like happy to win it. So you don't have to, like, I always say, people, like, we have a hockey arena here and used to work there all the time. And you shoot a t-shirt out of cannon to people and they lose their minds. Like, you don't have to give them a brand new, you know, Toyota Corolla every time there's a prize, right? It really can't
right. be
super basic. So, so it's funny to hear that cheating's that big of a concern. I wonder if that comes down to the hosting of just being like, hey, cheat if you want, you know, everyone, we're just here to have fun. And you just like play that angle down, because otherwise those that get uptight are just always going to get up. Like, they'll get uptight about something else.
Yeah. I'm actually hoping to get, we're going to try to have some fun with it maybe and take that route. Maybe if I can come up with some clever, you know, slogans or lines to, you know, keep people off that app, and then maybe we can find some humorous, you know, slides to incorporate into our slideshow. You know, you see the no cell phone ones for the movie theaters, and you know, keep turn your ringer volume off and all those. Maybe we can add some fun ones, you know, no Shazam, or, you know, and we'll get creative. I think we're going to be doing this probably throughout the whole winter. We're looking to do it at least twice a month right now. So we're going to keep growing on our end, you know, and we're more than welcome to share our experience with you guys whenever.
Cool. I think it's, we're watching what you guys are doing very carefully. You know, we've had a couple of drive-in theaters do it as well. And it's interesting. Like, they think this is it would be very interesting to see where you are in a year, because it's, you could just do this more often, right? You just keep going and build something, be a draw, right? Instead of like, oh, is there a good movie out? Okay, this is the one we'll go see. It's like, no, this is something that we do on Thursday nights, just like you would go to wing night on Wednesday. It's wing nights on Wednesdays where you guys are? Because here, every single pub everywhere has wing night on Wednesdays.
So. No, we kind of change all that around. We do different specials. And really, the movies are going to be the number one driving force for our customers. So that's what it all boils down to. But I will say, doing these events on the slowest nights of the week for us is really beneficial. I want to say every single night we've done it, maybe other than one night, the Rockstar event brought in more money than any other theater.
Awesome.
Because it, you know, Wednesdays are just really slow, and we have to fill that space somehow.
Wednesdays are slowest day. So that's Wednesday is the lull in movie land. So Monday, people on a Monday night, the school night, basically, will still go to the theater more than Wednesday.
It used to be Mondays were the slowest night, but I think what's happening is a lot of people are getting Mondays off now. I think they want that day after the weekend off. So you're just seeing more people start to come out. I don't know if that's the reason why Monday's sales have increased, but it does look like Wednesdays have taken over the throne of the slowest day of the week for us.
Yeah, I was just wondering, it's sort of the same as over here, because most workplaces have sort of adopted a hybrid working. So 3 days in the office, 2 days at home, and those days at home tend to be the Monday and Friday. So whether people go out at night, go for a meal, something like that. So it's probably the same sort of thing over here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're glad that Rockstar Bingo is hopefully increasing your slow nights. That's always good feedback to hear.
Yeah, it's been great. We love this whole setup. I mean, it's really easy to host, and, you know, it's exciting for the customers, which is fun for me. You know, you don't want to be up there with, you know, just, you know, switching the song. The customers are engaged. They're laughing. They're having a blast singing the songs, and that's what we want. So
cool. Here's a freebie for you that we're doing here. We're calling it Scaryoke. So Scaryoke is, you know, you win a bingo. And so the next song that starts the next game, the person's going to sing. So it's scary because they don't actually know what's coming. They don't get to be like, oh, you know, I can kill Cyndi Lauper every time. You don't get to pick your song. It's like, this is what's coming. You stick a mic in front of them. And so they have two choices. One is they sing it, or two, they chicken out. But someone can then bid on that song. So, you know, I'll buy you a beer to get your song, or because there'll be some people that just will sing anything, right? They're just looking for that moment to shine. So you can actually like do it like an auction and like, no, I'll buy you three beers, or I'll buy you a beer and a burger, or, you know, four hugs, or like you could basically just turn it into a mini event all on its own. And then that just becomes something that people talk about, look forward to, and it's just a game within the game. So we've been experimenting with that. The problem here is still just COVID restrictions and going up and, you know, so you're going to get these little microphone condoms from Amazon. It's a 100 pack, and it's like these little, it's like a condom that you put over top of the microphone.
Spit on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you give that to them as a prize. Like you get to keep your microphone condom when you're done.
No, so that's kidding.
Your takeaway gift, right? And they're like 50, 25 cents each or something. So, yeah.
Yeah. That would work out well for us here too, because you could even put the lyrics up on the screen. You know, like an actual karaoke style. So that's another way you'd be able to incorporate some of your videos on there for the places that have that capability.
And you already have a mic as the host, or you could always add a second mic so that they can do something like alongside you as the host. So interesting. Yeah.
Well, we have our servers stay in that theater. So, you know, we've had one of our servers pretty much host every event. She's really enjoyed it. So she's also, you know, been able to make friends with all the regulars that are coming out for it. We've also been trying to take some pictures of the customers, and we post those on our social media. You know, we have a couple cool ones of, you know, the guy holding up I think it was like a Bruce Springsteen poster that I was able to give away for one of his old movies. But we try to have fun with it. You know, servers pass out the prizes, so they could always, you know, bring the mic around. I think eventually we're hoping to have a wireless setup. And that'll make it even easier for us. So
cool. Jemmy, you got anything? We're closing right in our perfect time slot. We're always aiming for 35 to 40 minutes. 42 is my favorite number. We haven't hit exactly 42, but we're closing in.
Yeah, it looks like it's been 44 and some change for like the last few of them on the dot.
Yeah it's just kind of seems to be what happens. So
yeah. No, go on. There's one last question then. We like to ask each host this. How would you describe Rockstar Bingo in three words on the spot?
Rock out fun.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. Good fun.
You hear what he said there, Gemma? He said rock out, but rock it. So one thing we've been talking about is we might need to rename the product in the future. So because it'd be nice to actually have it stand on its own. And there's Rockstar Energy Drinks, and there's Rockstar, the game that makes Grand Theft Auto. So it's a bit of a crowded space, we've realized. So I've been playing with like Rocket Bingo, like R-O-C-K-I-T. But if you think of a name, let me know, because it's probably something I might do nothing.
Yeah, because Rockstar Bingo is awesome. You know, that's a good name. But you're right, because you're going to get into trademark issues and
it's a happy problem to have, but maybe something we're thinking about over the next year.
We'll brainstorm. That might be fun for our staff. Maybe they can come up with some fun names as well.
Cool.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, but no, thank you, George. It's been great having you on tonight, and I think it's this morning, this afternoon, wherever we are in the world.
All the same.
But no, it's been great talking to you, and I think Sean's been eager to talk about I can see the questions fizzing in his head about cinemas and theatres. So, no, it's been great insight into Smitty Cinema. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. We love the opportunity to host these events. You guys are great. We're available whenever you guys want to get us on the podcast. So
awesome.
Shoot me links, invites. You got my email. Maybe we can get the DOC on here one time, and hopefully next time we talk, we'll have some more ideas to help you guys along with this.
Cool.
Nice. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great week, eh?
Hey, you too, guys. Yeah. Thank you very much.
See
you.
Take care, man.
Bye. See you.
Well, there you have it. That was awesome. You're right. I'm excited to see what theaters are doing. It's pretty.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to see. Go ahead.
No, it's nice to see. I think every episode we have a different insight from each host because they're from a different venue, different industry. It's really cool to see how Rockstar Bingo is unique to each host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. All right. Well, with that, you're going to go deal with fuel issues in the UK, right? You have to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go find some petrol somewhere.
Petrol? Yeah. We call it gas over here, but
yeah.
Go with your fancy words. Okay. Good to see you, Gemma. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. See you in the next episode.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. I'm not going to do that.